All right, this is the Jet Gypsy, and I am talking to Darling. And that's
all right.
My name for this guy. And this guy is the guy who gave me my name, which is, what's my name?
The Jet Gypsy, or Jet Gypsy, or JG.
JG, you call me JG.
I do.
I think that you are amazing because you inspired me to be the Jet Gypsy. I mean, I was the Jet Gypsy, but you gave
you
me
You were the Jet Gypsy. I just gave you a name.
I know. I think that's amazing because I probably would not have come up with that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
For the name. Do you want to tell everybody how we met?
Let's see. We met some years ago now, yeah? I was flying to Los Angeles, connecting in Seattle. I don't remember where I was coming from. And the gate agent said, folks, there's been a delay. She didn't give us a lot of details, but she said, there's been a little delay. We'll give you some info here in a minute. And it was interesting because pretty soon, right away, one of the flight crew, like the captain maybe, in uniform, with his hat on and everything, came and said, folks, and started talking to us. And he said that one of the crew members on the ground, a hat, got sucked into an engine at some point in time.
You never told me that.
Yeah, well, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, right? And, you know, we knew something was up when the captain's coming to talk to you. Anyway, and he assured us it wouldn't be long, and it was kind of unusual, and et cetera, et cetera. And so I, of course, did what I usually do when there's a delay. I went to the bar. And you know, had a beer and maybe something to eat. And I saw you and your friend. I don't remember her name. You guys, I think, you're going to Las Vegas, I think. You weren't in uniform or anything. I didn't know you were a flight attendant. I just said, well, she's kind of cute. And I went over and talked to you for a little bit. And I remember I said, can I, in, you know, a little tiny booth. I said, can I sit down? You said, no. I must not have heard you because I sat down anyway. And anyway,
I'm pretty sure you heard me.
I don't know. I sat down anyway, and we started to chat, and you made me laugh, I remember. And anyway, some time went by, and I went, shit, I got to go check my – I better go get my flight. So I went to the gate to get on my flight. Well, it was long gone.
You missed your flight. I didn't know
I that. Missed that flight. Yeah, I missed that flight.
I didn't know that part of the story.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
So I missed that flight. Well, I came back. So I said, well, oh, well, I came back to you. And you were still there. You and Nancy were still there. And we chatted some more. So it was really nice that we had that I missed that flight because it gave me more time to get to know you. And anyway, some time went on, and pretty soon I remember we talked yoga. I think I was demonstrating downward dog in the bar.
You did.
So it was when I think you helped me rebook my flight, actually. See, you might have.
I don't
had
think
access.
I did because I'm not very good at that.
Well, somewhere along the line, though, I got rebooked. But anyway, that was a really, you know, serendipitous chain of circumstances because I got to know you better.
My perspective was a little different. Would you like to hear my perspective?
I would, by all means.
So I had been in the airport with Nancy. We were trying to fly, and I was flying standby, and she was on like a pass thing. And so we had missed three flights.
Yep.
Going to Vegas, and I was frustrated because I could have been there a long time ago, except I had her with me and I couldn't leave her. So, and Nancy had kind of been through thick and thin with me the last several months after I had just a really pretty horrible life experience thing happen, and men were definitely not on my list of anything that I was interested in. And so when you came up and asked if you could sit down. I'm sitting across from Nancy, and I said, and you ask, and I said, no. And then Nancy glared at me because she thought it was, you know, she thought it was a great idea. And he glared at me. I glared back at her, and then you sat your butt down right beside me. And yeah. And do you remember proposing to me though? That
of course I do, with like a piece of costume jewelry, maybe that you already had.
Yeah, I had a ring on. You proposed to me, and I believe I also said no. But anyway,
you said yes and put it on your finger.
No, I had a ring on, and I said no, and yeah. But I think we did take a picture making fun of it.
Story of my life.
Yeah, it was a good day. I met you.
Yeah.
And you are one of my favorite people in the world.
Thank you. Likewise.
You've been a huge part of encouraging me to kind of take flight literally with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about you is that you are as much of an adventurer as I am, possibly even more.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about we had... the next time that we saw each other, you remember that?
I came to visit.
It was before that. Were on a motorcycle.
I was on a motorcycle. I thought I came to visit you before that, but okay.
Well, I met you. I met you in Salt Lake because I had a lake.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, you came to Salt Lake. I came to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And we hung out. And remember, we got tacos at that little taco stand thing?
I do. I remember that. And then we were having a drink at the swimming pool. And the nice lady goes, a drink at the swimming pool. And I wasn't having it. I'm at a swimming pool. What do you mean? I'm at a hotel swimming pool. What do you mean I can't drink? That's what you do.
You were in Salt Lake. Also, it was still COVID. I remember.
You know, it probably was. You're right.
Yeah, it was. So
you're right.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I do remember, I rode my motorcycle through that part of the world and spent several days with you.
Yeah, it was fun. And then since then, you've done a lot of travel and you have been amazing sending me postcards from places that you go. And my favorite, most prized possession, I have a Moët champagne bucket. A vintage one. And you
pillows.
You stole, if I remember right, pillow covers.
I requisitioned them. Stole is too strong a word. I requisitioned them.
You requisitioned them. I'm sorry. Yes.
Moved them to a new place.
Perhaps I should. You rehomed them.
You rehomed them. Yeah, I do. I remember
and
that.
Now
that
I have pillow covers branded Moët. And so I have this whole little corner of my nest that is my Moët corner.
Moët. I know.
And I love
it. They are pretty cool. I got those in Croatia.
Yes.
Off of the Chase lounges that had Moët. Oh, good. Now I know how to say Moët.
Moët.
They were really nice.
I was very excited about that. And then the other thing that I have with me all the time is you sent me I think it's pewter, an airplane.
It is. I see it on you sometimes. And I say, did I send her that?
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be a keychain, but I put it on the zipper on my bag. And that's how I can always tell my bag from every other flight attendant and crew person's bag. Because
I see it on Instagram and I think I sent her that.
You did. And
pretty
I love
cool.
it.
Pretty cool.
All right. So the last thing that you have done most recently is you sent me a box of avocados.
I did. And you know, and I want to say too, before we move on, that, you know, your name, I don't think I've ever used your given name. I don't think I've ever called you by your given name. When I sent you avocados the other day, I had to rack my brain for what's her name. I mean, I didn't want to do the box jet gypsy. And I'm like, what is her name? And it took me a while to come up with it.
But you know what? That's one thing that I love about our relationship. I've never called you by your real name either.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I just started calling you darling and you said no one ever called you darling. And
that's correct. I said, yep, and no one has.
And I call you darling. I also said that I adore you and you said nobody ever told you that either. So
I appreciate that.
All right. In this box of avocados that you sent me was a poem because you are an amazing writer. And it kind of made me cry a little bit, if I want to admit that.
I'm glad to hear that.
But you're glad that you made me cry?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm glad it was. Yeah, I'm glad it was enough to impact you that way. Made me cry.
Would you like to read that for our listeners?
Well, with mixed feelings, I will. But I want to say that I started that poem a long time ago on a jet. I kind of write on cocktail napkins when I'm flying sometimes, usually after a drink or two. And yeah, I wrote down some stuff, you know, just ideas and things you'd said and maybe some experiences we'd had. And anyway, then I transcribe it on my computer into a file called Working Poetry. And, you know, I forget all about these things. And then just the other night after, I think I'd seen a post on Instagram or maybe, no, you texted me. That's right. You sent me a text of a plate of oysters.
Oh, and, yeah. Oysters are our thing. Are they?
That made me think. And I went back into my computer because I felt like writing that night. And it was just like the 1st of March. So I went out on the patio and finished it. So you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it. And I think I want to share it with all the people listening because it's the sweetest thing.
All right. It's an honor to do that then. So this poem is called Kite Strings and Aviation Fuel. And it goes like this. She never stays in one place too long. She's kind of up in the air that way. Lives in a house of vapor trails, tin cans, and clouds of her own making. A tinker girl in an airy caravan. You could never tie her down, and why would you want to? God would only pry your wanting hands from her sculpted waist and marble ass. She's not a flightless bird in a cage, after all. She's a jet gypsy. She eats geography for breakfast and puts two lumps of long distance into her afternoon tea. It's a good thing there are a lot of pages in a passport. Window shades down over the Atlantic, her eyes still shimmer and glow in the cabin's dimmed lights. The wake of her perfume is cherries and leather, coffee and salt, cigar smoke, and Pacific oysters. Nah, even she couldn't make that work, could she? In her apron pocket, a tube of forgotten sunscreen and Band-Aids and tissues for wiping small noses between here and Disney World. And among loose peanuts, something haunting that she can't put her finger on. A mystery that tugs like a determined kite string. You have to be in love to write poetry. That explains the slippery pen in my fingers, the ink clumsy and confused on the page. Unlike a lanyard of genuine credentials open to prying eyes and TSA scrutiny. Still, you have to wonder, don't you? And the author is going to remain anonymous. Yeah, 2/28/24.
That's amazing. And I love it so much. And we Thank have you. So many good memories.
We do.
We have oysters. And yeah.
I always say, I haven't seen you in a long time, too long. And I always say that. One of these days, maybe our vapor trails will cross. I hope they do.
I'm sure that they will. We need to make that happen.
Let's make it happen. And good luck with this project. And thank you for including me in it.
Well, I'll just make you a regular whenever I need to talk about oysters or cigars.
That would be I'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
I'm here for you. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for joining. Thank you for being one of my longtime truest friends, and I look forward to having more conversations on the Gypsy Diaries with you.
Thank you. I feel the same way. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.